Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. It's your fortnightly hour's dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff squished together in a basic ball of rubbishness with me, Nigel, bringing you it every fortnight. So it'll also include other things, things going on in the area, in the kind of goth industrial scene, generally gigs, club nights, events of that kind, and a bit of nattering, really, from me. So we started there with Diffusion, with Wire Tunes from Bodycode. What else have I got? I've actually got something else for you this time. After, it's nearly a month ago now, we had Invest, one of the UK's largest alternative electronic music festivals. I was running around trying to collar decent interviews with people. So hopefully I've got one of those for you tonight. I should have myself and a couple of other folks chatting with Patrick from Front 242. So if you're looking forward to that, if you're interested in hearing what he's got to say, that should be on later in the show. Did I say later in the shower there? I meant later in the show. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, got to continue with a bit of tunes first. Here's some Angel Spit. Thank you.
dead machine drives the corpse. Entropy and hell debauched. Nostradamus, we take the blade, make the metal sing.
heard the Birthday Massacre with Welcome with Strangers, and before that you heard Angel Spit with Nurse Grenade. Two fantastic tracks. Now, I was thinking of teasing you guys a bit and leaving the Front 242 interview for later in the show, but nah, I'm not going to be that cruel. I'm going to run it up now. First off, it's done as a team event, as anyone who's heard at my interviews before at Infest, we work with the Miss Ginny Show over in Manchester. So you'll hear a number of us talking and generally doing a combined interview. And also this edit of it ends a bit abruptly due to mainly time constraints. We got a lovely long chat out of Patrick, but unfortunately really don't have enough room in the show to air it. I may come back later to this interview and bring you the missing questions in a future show. But for today, here's... Well, here's what we got up to. This is basically, we caught Patrick after the sound check, before the event had started on the Sunday. So they hadn't been through with the gig at that point. So here it is. Hi, who's here? We've got myself, Nigel from Dark Simulation Radio.
Adam from Dark Simulation.
Jane from the Miss Ginny Show. And Brian.
Brian, Miss Ginny Show.
And we're here with...
And Patrick from Front 242.
we're kind of wowed a little here. So who wants to start with the questions?
Me first? Oh, right, okay. Thanks for speaking to us, Patrick. How are things in the Front 242 camp?
So far, so good. Yeah. We're set for the sound check. We met wonderful people here and very able technicians, which is always very important when you want to succeed with your show. So far, so fine. We're very happy to be here. Good. It's first time in a long time.
I was about to say, it's been a while since you've been in the UK. Why the gap?
It's always a problem of promoters. We need to find the right promoter with the right gap in our tour and stuff like that. Generally, we only play London. This time, we know personally Mark, the promoter, and it's been 2 years we tried to find a date. I mean, a good timing for us, and this year it's happening, so we're very happy.
Right, one of the questions that we asked people who listen to our show to give us questions to ask you as well, and one of the ones that quite a few people asked was that Front 242, a lot of the bands we've interviewed over the last 5 years, you're cited as influences on these people. So what people were interested to know is if you've got any particular influences, because obviously you've got a very long career, so and how has that changed from when you started to now? Have you got different kind of...
Yeah, I think what has very much changed is that in the beginning we were technically, we were working with a very difficult technology. Synthesizers were really not easy, not as friendly used as now. So we had a lot of limits within what we could do. That's maybe the charm of the music of the time also, the vintage music. It was also a very strong fight with the music establishment at the time, because electronic music was not at all considered, and even playing live was always an ordeal. Now everything's much more accepted. You even have a sort of stereotype of EBM or gothic type of music, so now people know what we're talking about. That's the main difference. At the same time, it means that chances are that some bands blend more in a big movement rather than have a personality. But those things have drastically changed for us.
Is this why you're doing what you've called the vintage tour? Is this trying to revisit and see what you can do with the old songs with new technology and how you can go with that?
It's got an educational part. No, but it's got something of it to just remind people that those machines were made for a very particular aesthetic, for a very particular sound. No offense to you guys, but for me, synthesizers have nothing to do with rock and roll or the Anglo-Saxon vision of music, of rock. So it's new machine, new aesthetic, try to find new paths, new way of doing music. That's the goal. I mean, there's no point to try to do a rock song or anything of that kind when you have new machines, you know. So basically, this part of the show, not everything, but a few tracks are obviously very vintage, basic for that purpose.
Talking of vintage tracks, your most famous track in my mind is probably Headhunter, and for a lot of people I think that's the same. Are you actually getting fed up with Headhunter now? Is it just one of those tracks that you've played so much you're bored with, or are you happy to keep bringing it out and letting the crowd go wild?
Well, strange enough, it's still a song that we enjoy a lot, because I think it's one of the only songs that we made that is kind of a industrial hit which is contradictory somehow, because but it works. We reached the American charts with that song, and a lot of charts in Europe, and it's still not an easy pop. It's not a pop song. It's still like quite tough. Therefore, it's still a song that we're very proud of, and it's really a peak in the concert. So, absolutely no shame to play that one.
Now, what about the kind of the current scene? Are you, do you have an interest in many of the bands? Do you keep up with what's going on in the if you want, the scene? What bands do you like at the moment?
I listen to everything, like a lot of people will tell you. But when it comes to industrial music or to very specific bands, again, when I listen to dance tracks or more like techno tracks, I enjoy a guy like Trent Müller, for instance, which is very different. I like Pansonic, do you know this band? Stuff like that, like glitch sounds and stuff like that. Same thing, there are like some good bands in the gothic scene too. I think every scene, every genre's got like leaders and good stuff. Home, I really listen to everything, truly. I mean, I enjoy electronic music and research. That's my main criteria.
How do you think you've remained so unique? Because no matter what you release, you can always tell it's a 242 release over anyone else. I mean, I'll admit now, I wasn't enormously keen on the last on Pulse, but it was a direction that I wasn't expecting. But it still sounded like you. How do you do that? How do you keep it unique? Because I don't understand how many bands kind of end up in a scene where they just kind of sound like everyone else and you don't.
Strange enough, I think you have to go back to the source and the environment we grew in. Being in Belgium, we're one of the first country that got like the cable and a lot of different stations. We're surrounded by Swedish, Germans, Irish, English, all kinds of people, and this sort of ability to assimilate other culture is one of the specificities, one of them. Also being there, we were influenced by the German anti-rock from the 70s, which is bizarre, but those guys were not musicians, but they were doing something different. I mean, Kraftwerk came out of that genre. And also I think when I started to do music, although I enjoy a lot of English band or American bands, because that's the market in Europe, I wanted to do something for myself, but also keeping in mind what were my feelings. And when I got the synthesizer, the very first time I had a synthesizer in my hand, I was thinking, this is a sort of orphan instrument. It's got no classification. It's got like weird sound in there. This is a great opportunity to try to do my music. I'm not a Rasta. I don't play reggae. I'm not an American. I don't do rock, blues, or jazz. So no influence, a little bit, but because everybody does. But I mean, really trying to do your own stuff, and the opportunity to have a new instrument to create something new was there. We took our chances. Just add all that sort of cultural melting pot, the sampling, TV, all that stuff, and you get a front 242 recipe.
It's a recipe a few other bands continue to follow, yes. I think. What does the future hold for 242?
The future? It's very difficult because there's a money problem for everybody. So if you want to increase research, you need money. I mean, I don't live with a big house or anything like that. Money is there to buy time for us because time is research. I think there are so many great things to do, like with 5.1 systems or surround concert. There are like tons of great instruments there. There's like so many directions you can go with electronic music. But unfortunately, music is more often done to entertain people because people have to forget about their problems. And for me, when I was young, music was just a challenge. It was the opposite. It was a weapon against government, against being mad and stuff like that. So I wish the future comes back where music has something to say, where music can become a weapon instead of entertaining, like, I don't know how you say it, but like in Rome they have like bread and games for the people. Like it should take back its rebellion feeling. So I don't know if that's the future, but I hope it will blow one day in that direction. So it will explode, you know, it has to. It's a way to express.
writer. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn. You are dreaming of what used to be and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Rotosand with Almost Violent. No, it wasn't. That was Mind in a Box with what used to be Short Storm. My brain just fell into a big melting pot there. Yes, that was Mind in a Box. Fantastic new stuff from them. That's Short Storm from the what used to be... Well, that's the Short Storm mix of what used to be from the what used to be CD single. You can guess what's coming up because I was staring at my almost set list, so that's Almost Violent coming up next. But yeah, there we had before that Patrick from Front 242 giving us a chat about what he was thinking about current state of Front 242 and where they may be going. And music should be a weapon. That's a great quote. But yeah, hope you enjoyed that, and hopefully I'll try and get more interviews from Infest sorted out into a nicely packaged form that I can play on the show, maybe try and get some more of that interview, because there was loads of good stuff in there for a future show. There's also, later in this show, I'm going to do the usual rundown of gigs, clubs, events, that kind of thing. But I think we've had far too much chatting for the time being, so I might as well keep the tunes coming. And as you can guess, here's Rotosand.
reality strikes like a punch out of nowhere. Your passion bites, and I'm willing to get there. I heed your eyes, your words leave me silent. I'm paralyzed, your looks almost violent. Take your place behind the wheel, you're in command. Take me where you want to, I'm a passenger waiting for departure. Read behind a face of steel, don't get deceived, I'm human and I want you. I'm a passenger waiting for departure. Take your place behind the wheel, you're in command. Take me where you want to, I'm a passenger waiting for departure. We'll be right back.
surround me.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Skin Job with Insects and Metaphors from the same titled EP. And before that, we had a classic track from Rotterdam with Almost Violent from Truth Is Fanatic. Now, I'm quite aware that sticking an interview at the start of the show has thrown me back a little, but I want to get the gig club events type guide thing that I normally slot in the middle of the show done before I just end up playing too many tunes and running out of time. So let's go with that. What have we got going on in the area? I've got a little list in front of me, so let's see what I can tell you about. On Friday the 12th, tomorrow, Friday the 12th, there is a new night called Mortold in Leeds. This is at the Library Pub. It runs from 8:30 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. and it's defined as a dancey cyber night. So make of that what you will. Probably very bleepy. £4 on the door. More information at myspace.com/mottledknight. Following that, we have Saturday the 13th. Darklands is at the Junction in York. Goth of all kind, a good selection of music gets played there, and a live band called The Royal Dead are playing. So that's £4.50 on the door with a live band, and 8 p.m. till late. More information at www.darklands.org.uk. Following week, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Student Union, Leeds Uni Student Union. There's the two big rooms, the main room of goth, cheese, alternative stuff, anything. Loads of great stuff gets played in that main room. And the Mutate Room, which is much more focused on the harder dance, electronic, industrial stuff. Also, this Wendy House is kind of combined with the Mutate Room is Modulates album launch party. So Detonation, which a lot of people have been desperately waiting for him to release stuff, his album Detonation is released on the 19th, so he's qualifying as at the Wendy House as a launch party, so he'll be there, but obviously he's always there. He's DJ Jeff in the DJ Echo in the Mutate Room. So there you go, that's a launch party. And there is a slight lack of events going on this month. It seems that the kind of alternative month in Yorkshire has kind of spread out a little. It used to be weighed at one end quite heavily, or weighed in the middle, and then nothing at the start and the end. But now it's kind of spreading out a little, so it may sound like there's not much going on. But contrary to that, there is all sorts going on, and it seems October's just getting busier and busier. I've been looking forward to October, and it seems massive list of gigs going on. I probably haven't even caught them all. There's on Saturday the 11th of October, we have Rotterdam, Reaper and Deviant UK playing the Corporation in Sheffield. £10 advance, doors 7 p.m. More information at the Corporation website of www.corporation.org.uk. That's going to be a great gig. If Rotterdam are anything like they've been previously when I've seen them, well worth getting along to. Then following that, on Thursday the 16th of October is The Last Dance, supported by Rhombus and Legion at Joseph's Well in Leeds. £6 advance. More information about that at www.myspace.com/nocturneuk. Now, as far as I know, the Joseph's Well venue is undergoing renovation or management change or something. I don't know the exact details. All I know is it's not quite open yet. So the best idea for that gig is to keep an eye on the various websites and make sure the venue doesn't get changed at the last minute. I'll have another show or two before then, so I'll let you know about what I found out, because I think I'll be getting along to that gig as well. If I can. It's The Last Dance, great band. Rhombus, always fun. Legion, don't know much about. Always love to find new bands. So, if there's any changes to those details, I'll let you know. And, of course, with all gigs and information I give out on this show, double check before you leave the house, because things do change at the last minute, and it is sod's law that it usually does. What else have we got going on? On Friday the 24th of October, there is Lahania and Dinosis playing the Corporation in Sheffield. £5 in advance, I think? Maybe. Got a feeling in the back of my head that's £6. I've typed that down wrong. So double check that one. More information at corporation.org.uk. And worthy of note, as always, is the weekly nights we have in Yorkshire. We're spoiled by having two. We have one here locally in Bradford at Bad Moon, called Bad Moon Rising at the Manville Arms. That's 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. every Thursday. Free entry, goth, post-punk, industrial, 80s alternative, dark alternative, everything really. Howard will be playing all kinds of stuff there. More information can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. And every Sunday, there is Black Sheep in Leeds at the Subculture. That's 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. and free entry there as well. And goth of all kinds, request for friendly DJs, chilled out environment. It's all very good stuff. So, got loads going on. I think there's a couple of other things I've missed, but I will dig them out before the next show because I don't want you to miss anything. There's so much going on. Anyway, as usual, running short on time, so I'm going to continue with... What have I got lined up next? Dragons. Here's some Dragons.
Blind man, I was addicted. Here I do.
I'm not really quite sure what happened there. Everything seems to have ground to a halt. I do apologise for that silence. But thank you for listening, basically. I think that's enough of that track. I'm not quite sure why my CD failed on me. Oh, well. Yes, all right. Okay, well, this has been Dark Simulation. You heard there some of Ladytron's Destroy Everything You Touch. And before that, you heard some of The Dragons' Here Are the Roses. And, well, you can tell I'm completely thrown by that. Hopefully, I'm going to leave you with a bit of noisy stuff. Sam, Destruction Unit is the album, and Heartbeat Trauma, the Modulate remix, is going to be the track I'm going to leave you with. Running out of voice there. And going to basically ask you to check www.daximulation.org for things like the set list and stuff like that. And, well, thanks for listening, and see you in a fortnight's time. Hope that's...